download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Do you like talking now?
Fletcher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub. We are Fletcher and Rich. There are bad people in this world. There's no question about it. And sometimes you need an investigative reporter. I mean, you think of things like Watergate. You think of things that the investigative journalism has been able to expose and make our lives better.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a man in San Francisco that is doing just that. Rich.
Yeah, I have been kind of obsessed with this guy over the last couple days. So, we played you a clip yesterday. There's a gentleman by the name of Stanley Roberts. And Stanley Roberts has a special on the local news up there, KRON. And if you're a guy in the street and you see Stanley Roberts coming at you with a video camera, you know that you might be a person behaving badly. That is the name of his segment. People behaving badly. And he goes and cracks down on the worst of the worst. And yesterday we met this gentleman who is somebody who... I think he was parked in a handicapped parking space, and here comes Stanley with his camera, and the best thing about this guy is that he is not a fan of the shape of Mr. Stanley Roberts.
Yeah, Stanley Roberts, I guess, a portly gentleman.
Well, he's one of these guys who's just like, I have a gut, like a big old gut.
And he just comes up to this guy, and he says, listen, you have a pretty major traffic violation right here, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Video thing in my car, you know I could break it, right?
Because if you touch it, it goes
in my car, I can break it.
Okay.
And so put it in my car if you want.
It's not in your car, sir.
Exactly. I bet you won't go in my car.
I'm not going. Why would I do that?
You won't go in my car, like I said. So since you're so tough and so smart, Stanley, like I said, put it in my car.
No.
It will get broke. Put it in my car. Can I get the ticket, please?
Thank you, sir.
Like I said, put it in my car, Stanley Roberts. Thank you.
Okay.
Badass.
All right, you want to use your pen? Okay, sir. So by signing into an admission of guilt, it just promises you're going to take care of citation. Okay, like I said.
So this is for Crown 4 News?
I'm sorry.
Stanley E. Roberts.
This is for people behaving badly on Channel 4.
What about people overeating on Channel 4? Badass. How about that?
Thank you, sir.
Build up your speed and drive safe. Drive safe, sir.
1-800, get them, chubby butt.
Have a good day.
You too, badass.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. What kind of car are you driving?
Oh, by the way, the ticket is $500.
It don't matter. I can pay it. What you drive?
Don't worry about what I drive.
I bet you don't drive nothing nice. I bet you that. And you already 50-something years old. I bet you don't drive
nothing.
I bet you couldn't afford it if you got one, though, badass. All you can afford is food with your fat, lazy ass. That's why you're out here videotaping. You ain't even on a real job.
Thank you, sir.
Don't they have you down there filming what's going on in Oakland, all the riots and they got your fat, lazy, non-relevant, non-factor ass out here filming highway patrol. That tells you how much you're worth.
Have a good day, sir.
Bye, fat.
Bye-bye.
Bye. By the way, one small detail that I left out is that Stanley Roberts is being called a fat ass and chubby butt by a gentleman wearing an Elmo t-shirt.
So, listen. The guy who played Elmo is, you know, still got to make a living.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just like so he was parked in a handicap spot.
Right, and then Stanley Roberts comes up. When
so he's just like, the church would be called Things That Happen.
Right, things that usually people go, all right.
Why don't you get them, chubby butt?
Okay.
So basically he just sits in a car in a parking lot and eats.
Yep.
And then he looks up and he goes, oh, there's a cop.
Well, if you need a true vigilante, I mean, someone keeping the streets safe. These are people behaving badly. Call on Stanley Roberts, and I've gone through it. He's got numerous videos cracking down the real criminals. Fred, let's meet another criminal, shall we?
Since San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee vetoed the bicycle yield proposal, I guess bicyclists will go back to following state law.
Huh? What?
See, that's just like out of breath fat guy talk.
That is the San Francisco. That is market number 4.
Wow. Winded.
Bye-bye.
Do I have to stand here for the whole thing? Oh, Stanley needs a seat. Just a quick shut eye.
Since San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee vetoed the bicycle yield proposal, I guess bicyclists will go back to following state law. Cue the rider in 3, 2, 1.
So I have a question for you since you're here.
What's up, man?
You didn't stop at the stop sign. You just kind of blew right through it at about, I don't know, 20, 30 miles
an hour. I didn't see.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It just recalled the annoying neighbor.
Right. The nosy, annoying neighbor who bugs you about dumb crap.
Like, hey, wait a second. Get off my lawn.
Right. You know you're watering your plants after 8 o'clock.
Yeah. You know there's a water restriction. Exactly. And here you are watering your lawn.
See the noise level on your blower.
I was just going to say, this is the Newton leaf blower lady.
Right,
that's who she is.
Yes,
this guy
with a video camera working for a news organization.
Sir, you just threw that receipt on the ground?
That's littering.
That's a $10 fine?
Wow.
You don't even know.
Any traffic potentially coming at me? No, I didn't give you consent to record me either.
I don't actually need your consent.
No.
You're not in public.
So you just, this is what you do, man? You just put camera in people's face for no reason, start recording?
Well, actually, you actually came over to me, so, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you recorded me as I came by, man. It's not cool. I don't even know
you. You ran a stop sign. That's not cool.
There was nobody
on
coming,
a bike.
Man. Did you not hear the new bicycle law?
Oh, it didn't pass.
Yeah, the dude's on a bike, and he goes through a stop sign. There's no traffic whatsoever. Stan Lee! Or Stan Roberts. That's Stan Lee. Because he is a superhero, really, like Stan Lee would create. Just, he's on it. I'm going to take you downtown.
If it happens within 5 feet of me, and I can get up in time.
If it's within my Big Mac.
If it's within a block of the Arby's parking lot, I'm okay. I'll take you down.
That's why the cameraman flagged him over, so Stan Lee could go like, ugh.
What about people overeating on Channel 4? How about that?
I don't know. But listen, there's not just people riding their bike through stop signs. There's not just people who park in a handicap parking space. Things get much, much worse. There's some serious crime going on in San Francisco. Let's take a listen.
According to state law, each fisherman is only permitted to use one pole at a time.
He's going to this lake. Oh, he's going to a lake where there's like no one there. And there's a dude sitting there just having a Saturday.
He got a tip.
Just by himself, having a Saturday. He's got his shorts on. He's got like a tank top. And we got a pole
and
one
end. Stanley's just got a bologna sandwich. And he's sitting there waiting for someone with two rods.
Oh,
right. I think I'll just park up right here.
It just comes up on like an inflatable donut. Hey.
Hey, you caught something on your line. You gonna eat that? This guy was using hot dogs as bait. Stanley was there. First of all, first offense is wasting a perfectly good hot dog.
With no more than three hooks on each pole. This man has three poles. Two are in the water. He needed something called a second rod stamp, which would allow the fisherman to use more than one rod at a time.
So basically, you pay to fish with one rod.
He was fishing for a striped bass.
The only time you can actually fish with two rods is out on the fish pier, which was in San Francisco.
They will check licenses and measure fish to make sure you're not removing fish that are too small.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you sit literally by yourself at this lake, and some jackass in the video camera just puts in your face, "I'm measuring your fish."
Well, I'm measuring
it. Sure that they reach the proper
length. Well, because he's licking his lips. It's like Sylvester the cat.
Gotcha. He's this is like Chris Hansen. Have you seen over here?
You can't throw this one back.
Jesus God.
If you want this on the air, I'll take five of those fishes.
Often when people spot fish and wildlife wardens, they try to dump their illegally gotten gains.
How's fishing going?
Turns out the man released the fish when he saw the warden approaching.
You got your fishing license on you?
Yeah.
As he looks for his fishing license, the man discovers...
You know what, man? I don't have it on me.
Do you have ID on you, sir?
I do.
Go ahead and pull that out for me?
Yeah, I do have a fishing license.
Where is it?
It must be in my other tackle box.
The man admitted he indeed caught a striped bass, but dumped it.
It was 20 inches.
You released it when he saw me?
Because I realized I didn't have my fishing license.
Wow, dude.
You're being cited for fishing without a license.
Okay. Roberts, Cron 4 News.
You really took him down. The true criminals are the ones fishing without a license on a lake that no one's hanging out at.
Jesus.
Somebody say fish?
I wish you were fishing for ham hocks.
So, there's more crime going on. It's not just fishing without a license or riding a bike through a stop sign. Sometimes you got to get the real criminals. Take a listen.
Let's watch this SUV driving on Interstate 880 in Fremont. The driver is being a model citizen until... Let's stop the video right here. If you look closely, you can see that the driver's hand is at the window. But can you tell what she is doing? Well, she is flicking ash from her cigarette out the window.
This has got to be a goof.
No, nope. It's 1,000% real. And that scene right there, they literally had to freeze frame it.
What is he doing?
And draw an arrow pointing at her finger barely outside the window with a tiny, like a butt of a cigarette there. Putting ash.
Well, he likes this one because he doesn't have to get out of the car. We just rolled up next to her.
And onto the freeway. Flicking anything out your window is, first off, a form of littering. I was curious why the driver flicked her ashes out the window in the first place.
Because I didn't want them in the car. Because they don't put ashtrays in cars anymore. Because the ashes will get run over, or they'll blow away and disintegrate into the air.
Imagine that life you've carved out when you're driving around the highway looking for people to put ashes out of their...
We were right next to the steel plant, and this woman drove by and flicked the ashes out of her car. We were right by the nuclear reactor when Susan decided to flick it out of her car.
We're next to an army of men coughing as they walk out of a coal mine.
Yeah, this is. If everyone would stop ashing out of their cars, imagine there would be no global warming.
So I was smoking, and I didn't want a bunch of ash in here.
You have an ashtray?
No, I just have a bottle that I put the butts in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know you can't throw the butt out the window, so that much
you
I knew.
The ashes out, right?
See, that I didn't know.
But she was not the only one. This driver was caught doing the exact same thing. But our conversation was the most interesting.
Are you aware that you can't throw your ashes out the window?
No, I was not aware of that. In fact, I don't even usually smoke. That's the lousy part.
No, the lousy part is so many people use our highways as their own personal ashtray. And
ashtray. That's when he gets the pork butt. I have my special pork butt in my ashtray.
Personal ashtray. And that is the epitome of behaving badly.
Yeah, well, all right, well, he is certainly...
Just know they'll always be out there.
Thank God this guy's on the job. He's Captain Sits.
Well, she is flicking ash from her cigarette out the window and onto the freeway.
Yes, she is.
Indeed. Special. Can you imagine if everyone stopped? Just how good we'd be.
What about people overeating on Channel 4? Badass, how about that?
Yeah, I would imagine your farts contribute a lot more to the ozone layer than a woman's flicking her cigarette.
So is this a new Onion bit? No, this is not from the Onion. This is real.
He must know. I don't know. They must know it's minutiae.
The bicycle eel proposal.
I don't even know what the bicycle eel proposal is.
Is he trying to say yield?
Well,
the
he's not doing a good
eel proposal.
There's no Y in there.
No, there's not.
Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by South Shore Bank.
And that is the epitome of behaving badly.
It's TNR, TNR, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Dutcher and Rich.
The Sports Hub, we are Dutcher and Rich. We decided what we wanted to do based on the conversation yesterday after the show.
Oh, yeah, and I have a prize. I got it. I forgot to tell you. I got it confirmed.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we need to establish all of that afterwards.
Okay.
But the good news is it's going to happen now because we have something worth playing for.
Right. In the spirit of worse than Brady and in the spirit of the Townie Test, there will be... Another in-studio game show that I would imagine is happening next week.
Yeah, I would think sometime, during next week to get it all set up the proper way.
So let's say next Tuesday. Nixon, who remembers to call me, that's the whole thing. Well beyond Bird can't call.
Yeah, Nick does a good job helping set up those games. Yeah.
Very exciting. Yes, he is. I'm very excited for this to happen.
Well, right. The good thing is that it also involves, it's going to involve a lot of people here at the station, well, not just us.
It involves a certain restaurant owner.
And it could involve that, too. Yes, it could.
It involves a certain, a celebrity restaurant owner.
He is.
You know, you used to hear of Toots. In the glory days of Manhattan, Jackie Gleason, Frank Sinatra, all the people used to go in there. Now, this guy is the new Toots.
Shore?
That Toots one? Shore, yeah.
Toots Shore, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a new Toots Shore.
Yeah, sure.
Except for wrestlers.
the way to buzz in, is that still on the table? I'm not giving it away. I'm asking.
Go on. Yes. Yes, well, it is. It's on the table. Yes, it's going
okay,
to happen.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have to raid our closets. All right, so here's the deal. Is that I know this isn't something that necessarily anyone cares about in the Boston area, and we'll talk to Billy Jaffe at 9 o'clock because it's very exciting times for the Boston Bruins, certainly right now. But the NCAA has cracked the code. They Yahoo Sports came down with this article that was like, these top programs are all going to get nailed, and look at all that's happening, and these big name players, look what happened to them.
Well, there was an interesting thing reported, being that there were like thousands of hours of wiretapping that was done, listening into conversations of agents, and so you're intrigued by this. And then when you see names like Duke being thrown out there, like,
and Michigan State,
Krzyzewski could go down, like immediately you start thinking these things. And then names like Markelle Fultz are being thrown out there, and now that he got money, and so that part of it's very interesting. But then there's the other part of it, and where they go down, and it's basically a crackdown on illegal payments. And that's really what the NCAA has had all these problems with for all these years. It's the big secret. Everyone knows it's happening. Everyone knows it's done. But here they actually have receipts and money that is unaccounted for that had gone unreported. And some of this stuff is so stupid.
It's so dumb. It's such a waste of time. Like, why can't there be? Here's the thing about the NCAA is that they could be huge. Not basketball as much, but NCAA football could overtake NFL even in non-traditional college markets. And they just refuse. There's no one there to go, all right, let it go. All right. Like, this is not really the spirit of the law. Like, this is not the spirit of the rule. Can we let this go? But they don't, because they're a bunch of idiots and they're self-important. And Yahoo, by the way, who they got the Arizona coach, fair enough, agreeing for $1,000 payment, even though I don't think that's the end of the world, but he did it and you're not allowed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had this blockbuster story and they were going to be bringing things down. And this is like point shaving at BC. This is the whole nine. And Rich, there was some massive, massive undercover payments.
Yeah. The best was that, so Miles Bridges, who is Michigan State's leading scorer.
He's an all Big Ten player.
He's going to be drafted in the NBA lottery.
He's going to be a lottery. He would have been a lottery pick if he came back. And so you think, why would Miles Bridges come back to school?
Mm-hmm.
He could have made millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
What did the athletic administration at Michigan State have up their sleeve? Exactly how did they get him to come back?
Apparently, he was paid $70 for dinner with his family.
Oh, he wasn't there.
No. Oh, yeah. It was just his family.
His family, by an agent, was taken and given a $70 meal. With, by the way, his whole family and agent sitting down for $70. I can only imagine.
Where did they go?
It's like the Palm. I can't imagine where they went for that $70 dinner.
So $70 uncovered by the FBI and Yahoo Sports. So you know what Miles Bridges did yesterday? He paid $40 to a charity of his choice just to make up for the allegations.
Yeah.
Just to say, okay, well, here's the money that was given to me.
Yeah. Huge fiasco was that $400 was given directly to his mother, but I guess not.
I guess it really didn't happen.
Can you think of it like, even if they did, like, what would be, and it's not the school, it's an agent.
Yeah, it's an agent that did it.
And so why would that be the school's fault anyway?
You know what this is? Okay. This is
that we just played, pulling people over for ashing out the window.
No, you know what it is? It's the Wells Report redacted, or what was the thing that the Patriots came out with?
Oh, yeah.
It was the answer to the Wells in context, the Wells Report in context. The Wells report in context had some interesting points. Like this report, when it came out, there's some pretty big payments going to some things, but then they added in all of this garbage. Like they put in a like the explanation for the deflator. Remember that? What nobody bought into, and people looked at that and wrote the entire thing off. They said, "Well, this is stupid." That's what Yahoo did when they released this article. Instead of just focusing on the big ones and having that be part of it, they threw in this stupid stuff like a $70 dinner.
Well, they didn't mention that's the thing. What I think Yahoo did was they saw and they had to read through hundreds of pages of transcripts of wiretaps, and they saw these names pop out. And you have Miles Bridges, you have this guy Wendell Carter from Duke, who's another lottery pick. He's involved too. I'm sure he's got the same problem that Bridges did. He probably got like a $40 meal.
Right.
And they didn't have numbers. Now, to give Yahoo credit, they didn't put payment numbers on those two guys. They just added in the article that they were included in the investigation.
But they knew what they were.
That's not to Yahoo's credit. That's clickbait.
Yep, absolutely.
I think the opposite.
Why would you put that
maybe
in there?
Maybe you didn't. Maybe they didn't have the numbers involved with those.
Well,
two
they certainly had access came out, to all this stuff.
Yeah, they certainly came out right away. I mean, Yahoo said that, and you're right. I mean, half of what you say is right. Is they found these sexy names? What is it, Dennis Smith Jr.? Who's the kid?
Dennis Smith Jr. He's the guy who got like $70,000.
That was legit.
That's big. That's legit.
And Markel Fultz, but they couldn't sit. And Markel Fultz and the kid from Arizona. But they couldn't sit with that. They had to sprinkle in a little Duke, a little Michigan State, some first from lottery picks,
right,
and not tell you what was going on. And by the way, these kids are like 19. And so now I got to deal with this, and I got to sit down. And then, so I bet you he'd even have to give $40 to charity. I bet you they just did it
as
double
a joke.
Freedom Rockets.
Oh, of course, it's exactly why he did it. It's like, all right, well, you want to come down to me for a $70 dinner.
And by the way,
$40 to charity.
Michigan State has some very, 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 very serious things going on right now.
With the football program.
Not the football program, with the gymnastics program and all that stuff. No, the USA Gymnastics, Nasser was the head trainer at Michigan State.
Of course.
So, I mean, their football, what's up with their football program?
They had a couple of kids who were arrested for assault and that kind of.
Another thing I'll just give you about that is that if these kids have been arrested for assault, the NCAA knows about it. It's not like these coaches just go, oh, okay, like I'm going to hide it from the NCAA.
No, obviously the gymnastics thing is far worse.
I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is what I don't get about college. So put this separate. Michigan State has terrible, terrible things happening, like Sandusky-esque things happening over there. I'm not quite sure what happened to Michigan State, but people are accusing him doing things that Michigan State do. So that's over there. But I never understood how a football program, if someone gets arrested, is like they're breaking the rules by playing them, because isn't it up to the NCAA? I mean, if the NCAA...
Essentially, because they know what they... Right, they know what
the
records
are. Yeah, so if the NCAA says I can play the kid and he hasn't been found guilty,
they
why
can't
the
stand there and
him?
All of a sudden play the Christ figure and go, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. Right.
Yeah.
Because it comes down to them.
Yeah, why... Yeah, what am I supposed to do about it? You know, tell this kid he can't play, even though he can, and he hasn't been convicted of anything. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
A friend of mine, her husband was actually a highly sought-after recruit in the NCAA in the New England area. I won't say where, but...
What sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
And they
so there's like two of them.
Shouldn't be hard to narrow this down.
We can probably narrow it down. No, go ahead.
Yeah. So they actually did do a payoff, but they actually did it in kind of a smart way. What they did was he said, you know, I don't know if I can commit to the basketball because, you know, we're having some financial difficulties. So they gave his mother what's kind of known in the mob circles as a no-show job. So they put her on payroll as a secretary, actually gave her a really high salary, and she never went in. So, I mean, at least that way, it's a smarter way to do it. If they look, they can at least have themselves covered. I think she would go in and check in maybe like, you know, twice a year just to cover their bases.
That's what Bosworth did when he was at Oklahoma, is they gave him a no-show job. And Bosworth did the no-show job, and what else was that?
Wasn't Bosworth's job like going into the quad and looking at a cement bench to make sure no one stole it?
No, he went to like an oil rig or something just sat and looked at the oil rig. By the way, the coach of Jalen Rose's basketball team got hired onto the Michigan staff.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and oddly enough, he left right after the Rose did.
Yeah.
No longer on this. He became the head coach at the University of Detroit or something.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, these things happen, and that was just in your face. And, of course, Michigan since then has had to vacate the title, which is just, I'm sure, very painful for the kids. Or the adults now, older than us, someone, that had to vacate the title.
Someone said my high school hockey teammate was being recruited by Michigan and showed up one day with a new Mustang. He said Michigan gave it to him in front of our coach. Next day, he didn't have it anymore and he didn't go to Michigan. Played juniors instead.
Well.
That seems pretty blatant. Like, that's not quite as... That's somebody who didn't really know what he was doing. That's
we can ask Jaffe about it.
Absolutely.
He played in Michigan.
Yeah.
Probably not good enough to warrant a payment, but who knows? here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and apparently, Rich, when I was gone, you had an issue with not the social media, but just the internet in general. And there is a belief that Big Brother is watching.
Well, we talked about this for a while, and the listeners didn't make me feel any better because I told you the story a while back about how I was looking for a grill, took a picture of it in the store, and next thing I know, I've got all these ads for it on my Facebook. And then I figured, okay, so Facebook has access to my photos. I could see how it could read what was on there and somehow turn that into an ad. It somehow matched my picture with something that was online and said, this is what he was looking for. Why not run an ad for it? But I also had a situation 2 weeks ago where I was, we ordered a lamp. I mean, it was almost a month ago, and we finally got it delivered to our house. Now, I did not order it online. We went to the store and bought it. My wife bought it with her credit card. It is not in any way linked up to my account. And we got it delivered, opened up and looked at it, didn't take a picture of it, just talked about it, looked at it, and next thing I know, there's an ad for that lamp on my phone. And to that, I thought, well, there's no other way that I could possibly, that they would have known if they weren't listening.
So your name somehow is not on the credit card?
No, it's just Mary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on top of that, how would it know that it was at my house? And it was one of those things that it had been delivered, but it had been sitting like in a storage room for a couple days. So it wasn't like it knew what day it showed up. It had been a couple days because we were out of town. So that was weird, and it freaked me out. Then people were calling and saying that they had had a discussion about some sort of cat food, and because they were at a friend's house who had a cat. Next thing you know, that brand of cat food was being advertised on their phone. They don't even own a cat. It's very strange.
Why are you talking about cat food?
Because they were having a discussion with their friend about cat food. The cat was very finicky, and they were naming the type of food.
I thought maybe Eddie Money was coming over.
No, that would be just shoes.
No, hey, we're rolling out the red carpet. Okay.
By the way, the Eddie Money show debuting in a week and a half.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we'll have to watch
it roll in.
So then Facebook rolls this out. This is from CBS This Morning. And if you're not already freaked out about just how much your privacy is being taken away for, or how much you're giving of your privacy you're giving to the internet world if you have a stupid Alexa thing that listens in on your conversations 24/7, you've got this to worry about now.
I didn't write that in my email. I didn't check it out online yet. It's just popping up. That's kind of weird.
Weird enough to convince her the companies are eavesdropping through her phone's microphone. But are they? Sandy Parakilis is a former Facebook operations manager. He says constant streams of audio from so many phones would be too expensive to gather and analyze. Companies don't have to listen to know what's on your mind.
They know a tremendous amount about you, and that enables them to make guesses about what to advertise to you that can be uncannily accurate.
That's because they already mine a cross-section of personal data, including almost everything we post, share, and search for online.
For the last few years, it's gotten incredibly more invasive. And
why am I not getting constant porn reminders?
Well, that's the one thing, is people were joking about that. It's because they realized that it would backfire. If you
not
do that,
with me. They said, it'd be very helpful. Just one click away. I can't think of a porn star's name I'd like to see right off the top of my head, but I'm kind of a golden age of 90s porn kind of guy. They said, hey, you know, Big Boob Bangaroo or something had just been released. Now, that's something I can work with. Like Pornhub updates?
Sure.
Hey, guess what? Can't think of the name of another one. I don't know. Give me a porn there.
Sydney Steele.
Yeah, yeah. What if it said Sidney Steele, whoever that is popping up?
Sidney Steele.
Sidney Steele.
Is that a guy?
Nope.
You sure?
Lexington Steele is a guy.
95% I'm correct on this.
We should play a game today called Porn Star or Not and see if John and I can do well.
Okay.
And I'll just make up fake names?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Lexington Steele is very much a porn star.
Yes.
Remington Steele.
No.
Lexington. That was a show with the beautiful Pierce Bronson, which was uncomfortable to watch when my mom was around. Because she found him very handsome. But I'm serious. Why? Give me some links to the porn that I don't have to pay for. Hey, Fred, you might like this scene. It's about nap time. They're like 12:30 in the afternoon. They knock one out to you.
Sure.
You go, hey.
Just get it delivered.
Get it delivered.
Deal of the day.
Yeah, deal of the day. Sure. Rich, I think you're onto something here.
I like people going like, well, they'll know I looked at porno. Like, as opposed to whom? A billion of you are going to hell.
For the last few years, it's gotten incredibly more invasive. And I think that it continues in that direction unless we stop it.
He opened my Google account to demonstrate just how much information has been collected about me.
You know, I came to DuckDuckGo today. There's the directions.
Yep. This is just yesterday, 159 different items that they've tracked you across. Ads, search, maps, YouTube, books.
Google says it has access to 70% of credit and debit card transactions in the United States. Along with Facebook and others, it also monitors much of what we're doing across the web. Using hidden tracking technologies, the companies can see many of the pages you and people connected to you are visiting, allowing them to better tailor their ads. According to the author of one study, Google has trackers on 76% of websites, while Facebook watches us on 23% of sites.
Would you say that the advertising model for the internet is based on a breach of privacy?
I think it has passed that level for Facebook and Google.
Mm-hmm. And it's good that Facebook wants facial recognition. Like, they can't even describe why they would want it. Like why you would want it. Like, it can better recognize pictures of you on Facebook. Okay. Like, why would I want that?
Facial recognition can backfire in so many ways. Like, first of all, let's say you have something in your phone and there's somebody who you don't want to have that information. Let's say you get kidnapped, or let's say there's, you know, maybe you don't trust law enforcement, as some people have said before. Couldn't they hold the phone up to your face and unlock your phone?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it could backfire on you. Yep. This has been a huge concern.
I won't put my thumbprint on my phone, but...
Yeah, because someone could take your hand, and if they really needed to, and put it on the phone.
Or they would just have your thumbprint. They would have something that's unique to you. But they can't... Like, Facebook asked me the one time for facial recognition, and I was interested. I was no way I was going to do it. And I'm far from paranoid, but I'm not going to let them use that technology. And I said, well, how do they explain why they want it? They're like, it's easier to track pictures of yourself that you might not be tagged in. So this is why I need to give you a picture of my face?
Well, the best are the preying on very, very dumb people that we've heard about. And someone made the point that, have you seen those stupid things on Facebook where someone says, ooh, what Game of Thrones character are you?
Yeah.
And then answer these 10 questions. Yeah. What's your mother's maiden name? What street did you grow up on? What's the name of your first dog? And it's all questions that usually are used to get your password reset on things like your credit card, things like your email.
Or if what would you look like as a girl, and then you put your face into it, and then you've seen that
and
one.
Then it's, and right.
And then I'm like, I already know what I'd look like as a girl. Okay?
You've done the old Silence of the Lambs, tucking between the legs situation?
I've done that. I mean, I've done the crying game, whatever you want to call it. I've done sleepaway camp. It's like, joke's on you, Facebook. That cat's out of the bag, baby. You can't get me on that one. But, yeah, I mean, they're obviously... I don't know how Google collects all this stuff.
Well, they have 70% of your credit... Did I hear that right? 70% of your credit card and debit card transactions.
Well, then they're really bored.
Well, just know that it's going to get to the point where whoever, like, any generations after you, your kids and their kids, they're all going to know everything you ever Googled and every website you ever went to. Well, everyone's screwed.
Yeah, because what? They're not going to be looking at the same crap?
But the fact that it's all out there might make it so nobody's screwed. Whereas just if everyone's on the same playing field,
well, that's
it's
what
like,
I'm
all
hoping
right.
that happens by the time our kids are older. That's what I hope happens with social media, is that everyone's been screwed over by it. So, you know, who are you to start, you know, judging someone on what they've done? Well, listen. We're living in 1984, baby. Orwellian. That was a reference right there. 617-779-0985. We have a little bit of time to take your calls. Have you been tracked by the internet?
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports Hub.
Payment. Cry me a river. It's expensive to go shopping at the deadline, but your team got better. We can all admit that. Rick Nash on your roster as opposed to Ryan Spooner, that's a win. And the GM went out and thought, this team is worth going for it all with. You don't get excited by that? You don't get excited about the prospects of this team going forward and what the front office believes they can do with this team? The Bruins got better, and there are still people complaining about it.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, you need sometimes a guy with a little bit of attitude.
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
One radio station.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Did Nick go to the bathroom as soon as I solicited for phone calls?
Maybe,
I said we have very little time, but if you feel like you're being tracked by the internet, you're more likely to be tracked by the internet than have your phone call answered by Nick. You know how Google's involved with 75% of your transactions? Nick is involved with about 10% of the phone calls that come through here. We should make that a promo. All right, all this scary information's coming out about Google and Facebook.
And how much they know about you and how much they're using it to sell ads. Somebody just said, looked at a pet sitting service on a library computer. Later that day, the same service was showing up in my Facebook feed.
Yeah, I looked at that. Rich, you've done that master class.
Yep.
And I looked at the master class and specific, I can't remember who I clicked on, but it was advertising specifically the one that I had clicked on.
Okay. That's explainable at least.
No, that is explainable to me. Yeah, it's when you take a photo or something like that. I don't know what they want your pictures for.
No, it's when you're talking about it and you've done nothing internet wise, and then it gets advertised.
Well, that Alexa, you're not being paranoid. It's a fact that Alexa, when plugged in, has the ability to follow conversations, or they'll admit when you ask Alexa something and it is engaged that it can take that information and give it to a third party.
But why should I trust it that it's not listening to me when you don't say it, hey, Alexa?
Listen, they gave me an Alexa for free, and when I bought something off of Amazon, which I use all the time, and I don't plug it in.
It's because they want more info on you, Fred. You know what, brother?
Another reason why I don't plug it in is because when I see that someone's ordered 15 chocolate bars, a My Little Pony, and some other crap, when my daughter had friends over and they ordered mac and cheese, I'm like, who the hell ordered all this crap?
Yeah, Hardy's kid ordered like a microphone, and a microphone showed up. So he said, "Alexa, order me a microphone."
No, because I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that email 25 times an hour. Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple examples for you. One is I had a brand new phone, iPhone 8, never used it, and my girlfriend and I were talking about going ice skating at the John Curran rink in Brookline. And I typed in John to Google Maps. I don't have Siri enabled or anything. And John Curran ice skating rink came up first thing.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. Things like that have happened with me, too. It's like, how did Google know I was going to write that? And I write the letter S, and it'll be exactly like Schlotsky sandwiches.
Schlotsky's?
Yeah, something random like that. I don't think it does, but I was just trying to think of something so random.
That was right across the street from my college, and I looked to see if it was there just days ago.
Schlotsky's is all right. Those hot sandwiches?
New Orleans-style sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, go ahead.
Yeah, so the other morning I woke up and noticed there's something wrong with my tooth, and I guess I grinded my tooth, smashed my tooth during the night, and having a discussion with my wife in the morning about it, and she's like, well, why don't you look into a tooth implant? And wouldn't you know, I jump on Facebook, and what's the first ad that popped up?
Really? And that's you didn't insane. Google anything or Facebook anything? This is just...
No, we woke up in the morning, all we did was have a discussion. And later on that morning, I popped on Facebook, and there's an implant ad for teeth.
Do you have an Alexa?
I do.
Yeah, it's all linked, man.
Screwed. I have one big one downstairs, and all over the house.
Ask yourself, what do you use Alexa for?
That's what I was about to say.
So your kid can play Smash Mouth and Imagine Dragons songs when he wants to hear them.
That's essentially it, yeah.
That's it. Imagine Dragons is everywhere with kids.
There's some Bruno Mars in there, but otherwise you nailed it.
Right, yeah. What do you really use Alexa for? To tell you, you probably get bored with it. It's just for your kids to request dumb songs.
No, or to say, like, what's a fart?
Yeah, what's a fart? Yeah. Right. Say fart.
So if Alexa was tracking my family, they'd think we had a horrible, horrible intestinal disorder. What's that song, Mr. Postman?
Oh, it's the Portugal Demand.
How is that legal?
I don't know how they
get
sued.
And how is that song
Feel It Still
in anyone's ear as an acceptable thing that someone would want to listen to? How is that not a torturous poison to the ear?
You know, I didn't mind that song when it first came out.
Well, listen, did you mind Mr. Postman? Because that's the whole effing song.
I did, but it is that exact same song.
No, it's the song. Well, it's the song. But, they sing the song in it.
But it's like you can listen to Bruno Mars and think that like that one song says exactly like the Police. Like it's a Police song.
Yeah, but he doesn't go every breath you take. They go, hey, little Mr. Postman. That's the song. Mr. Postman. Alaska, so they had nothing to do, and they didn't have enough. They'll be around forever, that band, with their Mr. Postman song. Imagine if I was on the radio and I just played Mr. Postman by like the Chevron Sisters or whoever first recorded it.
We need Mike behind the mic Callahan to tell us who that is.
Yeah.
But you said, you know what, these guys have beards. And you're like, all right, well, now it's cool.
No. Not only is it not cool, and listen, I like a hook as much as anyone else.
Yeah, I thought that song was all right when I first heard it.
No, that just drives me insane. Mr. Postman, screw you. I hope you never get your mail again. Then you go into debt because you owe everyone money, your credit rating goes down, and then you're homeless. That's the idea.
Because you get sued for the rights?
Well, no, that happened. Well, they shouldn't make a penny on it. They can just get all that touring money.
Oh, you lose money from the rights being taken from you. Bad things happen. I've heard of bands. Remember that horrible thing with the Men at Work for Land Down Under?
Yeah. Oh, which was a homeless war, which was BS.
Yeah, I thought so too. But Australian law, I guess, is very, very loose with copyright law.
And that's a band that if they would have been able to last, would have been one of the great.
That album, that Business As Usual, is excellent.
So
front
is Cargo.
Back. Yeah, Cargo's a great front to back.
Cargo's a great album, too. They're one of the more underrated bands of our lifetime.